When moviegoers of my generation hear the word Vikings, we picture Kirk Douglas, star of the unforgettable 1958 epic film, The Vikings, clad in his nail-studded leather shirt as he leads his bearded barbarians on voyages of raiding, raping, and killing. There is much truth to those gory images. The Vikings did indeed terrorize medieval Europe for several centuries. In their own language, Old Norse, the word Vikingar meant raiders. The Viking explosion burst upon medieval Europe after AD 793, from Ireland and the Baltic to the Mediterranean and Constantinople. Recall that the basic elements of medieval European civilization arose over the previous 10,000 years in or near the Fertile Crescent, from Jordan, north to southeastern Turkey, and then east to Iran. From that region came the world's first crops and domestic animals and wheeled transport, the mastery of copper, and then of bronze and iron, and the rise of towns and cities, chiefdoms and kingdoms, and organized religions. All of those elements gradually spread to and transformed Europe from southeast to northwest. Scandinavia was the last part of Europe to be so transformed, being reached by agriculture only around 2500 BC. It was also the corner furthest from the influence of Roman civilization. Roman traders never reached it. Hence, until the Middle Ages, Scandinavia remained Europe's backwater. Yet, Scandinavia possessed two sets of natural advantages awaiting exploitation. The furs of northern forest animals, sealskins and beeswax prized as luxury imports in the rest of Europe, and, in Norway, a highly indented coastline, making travel by sea potentially faster than travel by land, and offering rewards to those who could develop seafaring techniques. Because most of Norway is steep and mountainous, only 3% of its land area can be used for agriculture. And that land was coming under increasing population pressure by 700, especially in western Norway. With decreasing opportunities at home, Scandinavia's growing population began expanding overseas. They developed fast, shallow-draft, highly maneuverable sailed and rowed ships that were ideal for carrying their luxury exports to eager buyers in Europe and Britain. Those ships let them cross the ocean, but then also pull up on any shallow beach or row far up rivers without being confined to the few deep water harbors. Trading paved the way for raiding. Once some Scandinavian traders had discovered sea routes to rich peoples who could pay for furs with silver and gold, those traders realized that they could acquire that same silver and gold without paying for it. Scandinavians became Vikings. The Viking raids began abruptly on June 8, 793, with an attack on the rich but defenseless monastery of Lindisfarne Island off the northeast English coast. Thereafter, the raids continued each summer, until after some years the Vikings stopped bothering to return home in the autumn, but instead made winter settlements on the targeted coast so that they could begin raiding earlier in the next spring. As the strength or number of Vikings relative to locals increased, the methods progressed from peaceful trading through extorting tribute to plundering and retreating, and culminated in conquest and the establishment of overseas Viking states. In the course of voyages to inhabited European lands, many Viking ships were blown off course into the North Atlantic Ocean, which at those times of warm climate was free of sea ice. Those off-course ships thereby discovered and settled other lands, previously unknown either to Europeans or to any peoples. The Faroe Islands sometime after 800, and Iceland around 870. Around 980, Greenland, and in 1000, Vinland, an exploration zone encompassing Newfoundland, the Gulf of St. Lawrence, and possibly some other coastal areas of northeastern North America. The Viking raids on Europe declined as their European targets gradually came to defend themselves, as the power of the English and French kings and the German emperor grew, and as the rising power of the Norwegian king began to harness his plundering chiefs and to channel their efforts into those of a respectable trading state. The year 1066, famous for the Battle of Hastings, at which William of Normandy led French-speaking descendants of former Viking raiders to conquer England, can also be taken to mark the end of the Viking raids. Thereafter, the Scandinavian kingdoms evolved into normal states, trading with other European states, and only occasionally indulging in wars, rather than constantly raiding. Medieval Norway became known not for its feared raiders, but for its exports of dried codfish. How can we explain why the Vikings left their homelands to risk their lives in battle or in such difficult environments as that of Greenland? Many expansion waves have been driven by a combination of push and pull, and that was also true of the Vikings. They were pushed by population growth and consolidation of royal power at home, and pulled by uninhabited new lands to settle and inhabited rich lands to plunder. The Viking expansion began to fizzle out when all areas readily accessible to their ships had already been raided or colonized, and when Vikings returning home ceased to bring stories of uninhabited or easily raided lands overseas.